Having been founded in 1703 by Tsar Peter the Great, St. Petersburg was the Russian imperial capital for two centuries. It is an important strategic port city on the Baltic Sea, understandably Russia's second largest city after Moscow. Embellished with topaz, lazurite, and other precious stones, the Church on Spilled Blood was built on the site where Emperor Alexander II was fatally wounded. The walls and ceilings inside the church are completely covered in intricately detailed mosaics of biblical scenes, totaling over 7,500 square meters, designed by some of the most celebrated Russian artists of the day. It was closed in the 1930s when the Bolsheviks went on an offensive against religion and destroyed churches all over the country, but was restored over several decades, reopened in 1997 in all its dazzling former glory, and at night, it resembles something right out of a fairy tale. While sites like this one have become famous tourist attractions, for many Russians, all of the renovations and maintenance is done largely to help them remember their past, a pre-communist history which was all but wiped out by the Bolsheviks. This hair accessory from the 1800s with swastikas, a symbol known in Russia since Paleolithic times, is currently in New York at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Here we see a swastika on banknotes, and if you look in the center, you'll see it. These were in circulation until 1922. After 1933, publications that contained images such as this Russian folk costume with swastikas that were distributed to libraries, for the most part, have been destroyed. Few Russians today would accept that there were these swastikas on vestments of the Russian deacon, and even fewer would believe that this is a Russian tablecloth, as authentically Russian as these forbidden swastikas are authentically Native American, also banned. This postcard predates the Nazi Party by decades. Notice the direction and placement of the swastika on his arm. The swastika can readily be found on almost all items of Russian folk art, ornaments in embroidery and weaving, in carvings and wood paintings, on Russian weapons, ceramics, Orthodox religious artifacts, on towels, aprons, tablecloths, belts, men and women's shirts, jewelry. So the question becomes, what are they hiding? It's clear that the Native Americans were robbed of their history, and it's clear that what is happening in Russia today is an awakening of a people who for too long were not permitted to know who they are. Thank you. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist, and I thank those who support my work by subscribing, by sharing my videos. My books can be found on Amazon.com. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.